We want to turn in God's Word to the passage we read together in Luke's Gospel and the chapter 15. Luke's Gospel and the chapter 15. My text can be found in the verse 18, where the prodigal son says, I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven
and before thee.
I will arise and go to my father. What's he saying?
It's time to go home.
It's time to go home.
I will arise.
I'll rise now, and I will go to my father. So let's pray. Let's pray for God's blessing to be upon us here tonight.
Father in heaven, we turn to thee. I pray that I would bless us around the word of the living God. Thank you for the singing of these old-fashioned gospel hymns. It was down at the feet of Jesus. Oh, the happy, happy day where my soul found peace in believing and my sins were washed away. Lord, write these truths upon our hearts. I need your help now as we turn to thy word. We pray for the spirit of a living God. We pray we'll be taken up with Christ. We pray the Lord Jesus will be uplifted here in this message, and every eye will see him with the eye of faith. Bless thy word to the salvation of souls. In Jesus' name, amen. No matter what age group we are in, whether we are young or old, we love a good story. A story that's exciting, one that is gripping. Though it has its down moments, dangers, distress. And yet, as it progresses, it has a happy ending. We sort of breathe a sign of relief. And we say to ourselves, you know, that's a great story. And it's one I love. And we tell others about it. In this passage of the Bible, we have perhaps one of the greatest stories that was ever told. It was told, my friends, by the greatest preacher that ever walked on this earth. The Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. In this passage of Luke's Gospel 15, he tells three parables, three stories to these men, or these sinners who were gathered around his feet. He told about the sheep. He told about the coin, and then he tells them about this son. It's known as the prodigal son. I'm sure every eye was looking at the Lord Jesus Christ. As the Lord Jesus Christ was telling these parables and telling these stories, they were listening. They were gripped with the messages that was falling from the lips of the blessed Son of God. He told them about this son. Rebellion. How he rebelled against his father and his mother. He was saying to himself, I want out of here. I don't want to live in this home anymore. Give me my share of inheritance and let me go. And the Lord Jesus is telling them about this prodigal son, the rebellion that's in his heart. I want out of here. He gathered all his belongings. And the Lord Jesus says, you know where he went to? He went to the far country. It wasn't enough for him just to go down the road to another town, just a few miles down the road. No, he's getting away from his father. He's going away far. The Lord Jesus Christ tells us he goes to the far country. As far away as possible. From home. From his father. From his mother. Listen, my friends. From God. And they're listening to the Lord Jesus Christ as it continues. He tells them about him. It talks about his rebellion and his reign and his ruin. The Lord Jesus Christ says he spent all his money, all his talents, in riotous living. Young man, one day, my friends, came to the end. The pleasures of sin, it only lasts for a season. He's nothing. He's away from home. He's away from his mother. He's away from God. He's away down in the very depths of sin. He tells about his ruin. There he is, the Lord Jesus is saying, do you see him? He's among the pigs. He's down in the gutter.
He's rock bottom. He's rock bottom. I asked you tonight, are there anybody in this meeting and you're rock bottom and you're down in the very pit of sin and shame? And maybe somebody listening tonight and you say, Noel, I'm at my worst. I'm at my worst. And the Lord Jesus is telling us about this young man who left a great home and wasted his substance around his living, and he's tired and he's sitting in his sin and sitting in his pollution and ruin. All was gone. But I am glad the story didn't end there, because the Lord Jesus tells us about his return. For he says, a young man, while down there in the far country and down in the pit, he says, I will arise and I will go to my father. No, today, friends, he was saying, it's time to go home. It's time to go home again. There may be someone here tonight, as I said, you're down in the very depths of sin and despair. Is it not time for you to come home? Is it not time for you to come to the Lord Jesus Christ? We sing that hymn, I have wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I have trod. Lord, I'm coming home. I never forget the morning I awoke on the 19th of January 1985. I was in the pub the night before and I woke up next morning and I fired the blankets down and I says, Lord, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I had enough. I'm just really saying what this young man here has said. I will arise. And I would go to my father. I would go. Are you there tonight in this meeting? Unsaved person in this meeting, outside the meeting. Have you come to this point that you says, I've had enough. It's time to come home. I will arise and go to my father. There's just four simple things I want to say here about this statement. He says, I'll arise and go to my father. First of all, his discovery. Why did he say such words? What brought him to this decision in his life? He says, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go to my father. And dear friends, we discovered here what he discovered very simply. He was perishing. He was perishing. Look at his own words. In the end of verse 17, I perish with hunger. And he discovered this. These are the words of a dying man. He's saying here, I am lost. I am dying. I am perishing. And the word perish means to destroy or lose or die. He discovered that he was perishing. He was perishing in a state, of course. He was in a terrible state at this particular time. You see the pollution, the dirt and the filth. The pigs were all around him. But no, friends. He was perishing in his sin. He had sinned against the Lord. And the Bible is very clear in Ezekiel 18 and the verse 4. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. He had sinned. He would die. Listen, he was lost. And he was saying in his heart, I need to get out of here. I need to get home. Because if I don't get home, I'm going to perish. I'm going to perish. He discovered he was perishing. He didn't see this, my friends, when he was leaving home. He didn't know he was lost and perishing. He did not discover this when he was living up in sin down in the cities where he was with all the people gathered around him. He didn't see this at all. But dear friends, when he lost everything, he discovered that this truth, that he was perishing. He discovered this. And he discovered something else, not only by his parents, but his parent. Because, think of this. He thought about where? He thought about home. He thought about his father's house. He thought about the servants. And they had bread enough to spare. They had everything. Everything he needed was in the Father's house. And he looked at himself. Look, I'm perishing. And I have someone back at home who loves me. My father. I broke his heart. I broke my mother's heart. When I left home, I didn't care. I left them. But I know everything I needed. The Father has it. Everything I need. Food, protection, security, love, life. It's time to go home. How true those words says, I have wasted many precious years. Now I'm coming home. And I repent with bitter tears. Lord, I'm coming home. He discovered these things, friends. That's why he said, I will arise and go to my Father. Now, how true it is in the life of the sinner. He will never come to Christ. And I say this again. The sinner will never come to Jesus Christ till he discovers he's perishing. So why would you come? Why would you want to be saved? If you don't see you need to be saved, that you're lost in your sin, why would you need to come to Jesus Christ? You don't call to come, you think. No, no, friends. To come to Christ, you must discover I need him. I need Christ. I need him because I'm perishing. You know, when I come to the Bible, and the Bible is the word of the living God, it tells us about the ungodly, it tells us about the unsaved, it tells us about that man and woman without Jesus Christ. They're perishing. I want you to see this tonight. If you're unconverted in this meeting and you're in your sin and you're far away from God, you're perishing without Jesus Christ. I'll give you a couple of verses. Psalm 1, verse 6. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. Notice these words. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. Shall perish. Remember the Lord Jesus said at the end of verse 3 in Luke 13. Ye shall all likewise perish. I want to say tonight, sin has brought a man far away from God. It has destroyed him. It will destroy his soul. It will bring him down to hell for all eternity. And men and women without Jesus Christ tonight are lost. And they will perish in their sin. My dear friends, you've got to discover this. Before you say, it's time for me to go home. It's time for me to be saved. It's time for me to come to Jesus Christ. You must see, you're perishing. I never forget the day the Lord brought me to a gospel meeting and brought this simple truth to my heart that I was lost, I was in my sin, and I'm perishing. I didn't know it. I didn't know it, friends. Do you know it tonight, what sin has done to you? Took you away from God. You're under his condemnation. You're maybe in the far country tonight of sin. And you're going to perish. I fear for people. I meet people in my ministry. We're preaching the gospel on the streets. We do gospel campaigns. We look in the eyes of people who's perishing. Without Christ, without God, and without hope. Is that you tonight in this meeting? Is what sin has done to you. You're far away from God. And you're lost in your sin. You're perishing. You're perishing. Remember it says in Isaiah 53 verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. This young prodigal son went his way. Friends, you've went your way. All unconverted in this meeting tonight and outside. You've went your way. Far away from God. Have you discovered you're perishing? Have you discovered that you're on the broad road that leads to destruction? You're perishing. And then with our parent, we think of that in relation to our father, you discover the love of God. You'll never want to go to God. Do you see that he loves us? that he loved us so much he gave his only begotten Son and sent Christ into this world, listen, to save us. This is a great truth and message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He came into the world to save sinners, and he died upon the cross to save us and to give us everlasting life. And everything, I said to unsaved people tonight, everything you need, God has it. It's in the Father's house. His love, his mercy, his righteousness, his life, his salvation. It's all at home, friends, in the Father's house. Everything you need. I meet people and they're down in the very depths of despair. Sin has ruined their life. And everything they need, Jesus Christ has it, friends. Have you discovered this? You've drank at the fountains of the world. You've tried the pleasure of sin. It's brought no joy to your heart, friends. Never will. There's only life in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Have you discovered this? Have you discovered this? Great gospel truth that Christ can save you. God can forgive you. He can bring you home to heaven. He can give you everlasting life. Dear friends, I will arise and go to my Father. So when we discover these things, that you'll come. If a young man had prospered in the far country, he never would have gone home. Do you ever think of that? If he had went to a far country and set up a great business and became a multi-billionaire or a millionaire, he was not going home at all. He would never have noticed. He never would have thought about going home. But oh, dear friends, God brought him down. He said, it's time to go home. And maybe there's some here tonight listening to my voice, and God has brought you down. Brought you down if you're a high horse, whatever it may be. He brought you down in your sin. He's went to go so far. You've lost so much in your life. My friends, it's time to go home. I will arise and I will go to my Father. Through Christ, of course. That's his discovery. Have you discovered these simple gospel truths that are found here in the Word of a living God? I will arise and go to my Father. Then I want to notice secondly in the words of our text, not only his discovery, but his determination. And you can see from the passage that this man, he's determined to go home. And you can see that in three ways. You can see it in his speech. Listen to his words. I will arise and go to my Father. I will arise and go. The matter has been decided in his heart. Listen, 100%. I'm going home. I'm going home. He has decided to go home, friends. He's determined to go home. He's determined to get this matter right. You see it in his speech. Think of the two sons in Matthew 21, verse 28 and 29, with a certain man of two sons. He came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterward, he repented and went. Well, he changed his mind, that young man. He came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. He was all talk but no action. The second son. But this young man, this prodigal son, he's determined to go home, to set this matter right with his father. He says here in his speech, I will arise and go to my father. His determination is found here in his speech, and his determination is found in his steps. Because look at verse 20, and he arose. My friends, this is not idle talk at all. No, no. He's not thinking about it anymore. Is no dispute about this action at all in his heart. He has come to this decision and he's determined. He's determined to go home in his steps, and he arose. He arose to go to his father. As Matthew Henry said, he struck while the iron was hot and did not adjourn the thought to some more convenient season. He didn't sit and think, well, will I or won't I? Is it time or is it not time? No, my friend, I want you to see this young fella. There he is. He said, I will arise and go to my father. He's determined. He rises up. And if someone said to him, where are you going to? You know what they said? I'm going home. I'm going home. I've wandered far away from God. But now, I'm going home. And nobody's going to stop me. And nothing's going to stop me. Going home. Dear friends, you see the determination of them. In his speech, his steps. And then a separation too. You can see it because he separates from the place, the far country. He separates from the people, friends. He separates from the pigs. He separates from the pollution, the sin. A complete break is needed here. He's determined. Listen, my friends, this is a big step. He's not taking half a step. No, no. This is a full separation. He's leaving all. He had lost all. But now he's leaving all. And my dear friends, he's determined to make it home. I will arise to my father. See, determination here. And this is a tremendous picture here of repentance, a complete change of heart, a complete change around. And when we come to the Bible, we do know we're told to repent. We're told to leave our sins. For instance, in Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, it says, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. And that message, my friend, is very clear. God has commanded men, listen, everywhere to what? To repent. To turn away from their sin and to leave their sin and to come to Jesus Christ. Oh, dear friends, salvation, I say this, it's not a half-hearted matter. It's with all the heart. It's with all the heart that God and Christ is found. I will arise and go to my Father through Jesus Christ. And I'm going all the way here. Do you remember the Ethiopian eunuch there in Acts chapter 8 with Philip out there in the wilderness when he baptized him? And the Ethiopian eunuch says he wanted to be baptized. In verse 37, Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But notice, if you believe with all thy heart, and I want to say this tonight, salvation is something with all of our heart. I must leave my sin with all of my heart if I'm ever going to be saved. You're not going to get to heaven holding on to the Bible in one hand and sin in the other. You can't be done. We're told to leave our sin and to repent from our sin and to turn away from it. Isaiah 55 and verse 7, that great text, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And we find here we are to forsake his way. The wicked are to turn from their wicked way. And they are to come to God with all their heart. There has to be a total and a complete separation from the world and sin to be saved. You must leave all that filth. You may have to leave some friends that don't want to go with you. You may have to leave your family behind as well. I'm sure there are people here, the day of your conversion, you had to leave them all behind. He says, I'm going home. I'm going home to Christ. I'm coming to him. I'm leaving my sin, you see. See how great hymn, I'm tired of sin and straying, Lord. Now I'm coming home. I trust thy love, believe thy word, Lord. I'm coming home. Anyone hears my voice tonight and in your heart you says, I've had enough of this world. I've had enough of sin. But tonight I'm coming home. I'm determined. I'm pussyfooting around this for a long time. I'm putting it off and all the rest of it. But tonight I'm coming home. I forget about my fears. I forget about my friends. I forget about my family. I forget about my filth that's holding me in this world and keeping me from Jesus Christ. But tonight I'm coming home. I will arise and determined to settle this before the end of this night comes. The end of this meeting. I'm determined to come to Jesus Christ.
Is there anyone tonight in the meeting? He says, tonight, Lord, I'm coming home. I've had enough. Have you had enough of the world? Enough of sin? And you want Christ? I will arise and go to my Father. And I ain't looking who's coming behind me. I don't care if anybody's coming behind me. I'm coming home. It's this young man. He's not looking to see who's coming with him. There's nobody coming with him, friends. It's a lonely pathway. You'll have to come yourself. But he's determined. Lord, I'm coming home. Do you see his determination, friends? Oh, fight off every excuse. My dear unsafe friend tonight, listen to the gospel. Cast off every fear. And says, I will arise tonight. I will go to Christ. I will trust him. I will trust him tonight with all my heart. All we find here is determination. Can I say, thirdly, is declaration as well. I rise and go to my Father. And he tells us what he's going to say. He was determined to go back and he declared what he was going to say. He had the whole thing all set up. You can see that in our text. I will arise, verse 18, and go to my Father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And you find here he named three things in his declaration. He talked about his sin. And dear friends, he's been honest. And he says, I'm going to go back and I'm going to go right to my Father. And I'm going to look him in the eye. And I'm going to say, Father, I have sinned. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him what's wrong. I'm going to ask for his forgiveness. I'm going to tell him I'm sorry I broke his heart. I left home, I've been foolish, and I've run away from God, and I've been wretched, and I've been wicked, and I've sinned against you and against heaven. Dear friends, he's going to confess his sin. His declaration, not only about his sin, but he talked about his son, because he said, I'm going to just tell him this, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. He's being humble here. He realized he was unworthy of anything that would, listen, come from his Father's hand. His life was full of sin and shame, the life that he had lived. And for the things he had done, I'll just go and tell him, I'm not worthy of this at all. And I'll tell him, just make me as one as I had servants. Just make me like a slave. I'll just be glad to get home. Give me the worst job, whatever it is. I live out with other slaves. Hard graft, hard work. But boys, I'll do anything. Just to be home. Just to be home. And you see here, friends, the declaration here of this young man, I arise and go to my Father. And his confession. And that's a great picture, of course, again, of salvation. We must make a declaration. We must confess. I must, if ever going to be saved, we must come to Christ. We must come to God through Jesus Christ and confess. Listen, I have sinned. I have sinned against heaven and before thee. This is my friend, is being honest. I ain't hiding my sin anymore, you're saying within your heart. I'm confessing my sin. And I've come to you, Lord. I want to own up. But I have sinned. And I ain't hiding it anymore. And I'm bringing it to you. Think of the great words in Psalm 32 and verse 5. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. The psalmist here is saying himself, he's acknowledging his sin, he's confessing his sin, he ain't hiding it anymore. Oh, dear friends, You must confess our sin.
The publican in the temple, he stood, his head was bowed down, he smote upon his breast, and he says, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He's confessing his sin. He's coming home. I'm telling you tonight, my friends, on the way home, there's repentance, and you're confessing your sin. And you're being honest. And you're being humble before God. Unworthy we are of his mercy and his forgiveness. I think Isaiah 14 verse 2 says, take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us gracefully. That's when we come with these words. Lord, I ask you to forgive me and take away all my iniquity and wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. And the only way back to God the Father is through Jesus Christ. No other way, friends. Preaching that match in the streets at the moment to people. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no other way, my friends, but Jesus Christ. And so we find here a declaration. He's making a confession. And if you're ever to be saved, friends, just come and tell God that you've sinned against him. Tell him that you believe that Jesus died on the cross for him, and ask for his mercy. Lord, forgive me. Wash me in the blood of a lamb. I, a vile, wretched sinner, I shall be whiter than the snow. Dear friends, it's time to go home. It's time to repent. It's time to confess your sin unto God through Jesus Christ to be forgiven. You must come to Jesus Christ. Can I say last thing very quickly about his delight? I will rise and go to my father. And you know, friends, he made a journey home. This is a tremendous thing. He didn't go half the way. Perhaps it was a long journey. Perhaps he was full of fear and question. How will Father receive me? I couldn't blame him. His father had to turf them out of the house. But no, we find here that the father was watching for him. Because in verse 20 it tells us, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. And I have no doubt the father was watching. Watching, my friends, for his son that went away, that broke his heart. He was watching. He was looking down the road. And there he was. He's coming home. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the joy and tears that probably ran down his father's cheeks? He ran, the Bible says here, and fell on his neck and kissed him. He's watching for him, and he welcomed him. And he brought him home and killed the father calf and put clothes on him and a ring on his finger. This is my son. Was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Oh, what delight came into the heart and life of this young man. His father, my friends, welcomed him. His father forgave him. His father clothed him and blessed him. I forgot everything he had done and brought him home into the house again. Oh, what mercy that was given to him. Oh, dear friends, can I say to you, when you come to Jesus Christ, he'll receive you. It's time to go home. I want to give you a wee verse in closing now. The Lord Jesus Christ said this, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You come the way you are. Come in all your sin, all your shame, all your failures. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's mercy with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's forgiveness for you with the Lord Jesus Christ. Come just the way you are. And he will save you. He'll never turn any away who repents from their sin 100%. Who trusts him as Lord and Savior. Friends, he will never turn you away. He will welcome you. He will kiss you. He will hold you. He will bless you. He will bring you into his house. He will save your soul. Oh, the delight of coming home. Oh, the joy of being saved. That young man was glad. He was glad, my friends, when he said, I will arise and go to my father. He never regretted it. I don't think there's any Christians here tonight regrets getting saved. I'm not asked for a show of hands. Put your hand up if you regret getting saved. I would doubt you were saved that would be the case. I wish I had got saved when younger. It's a wonderful thing to have Christ as your Saviour and to know you're on your way to heaven. And I never regret the day I came home to Jesus Christ. I don't think you do either. But I say to anyone unsaved tonight, turn to Jesus. Come and trust him. He will save you. It's time to come home. It's time to come home. You could lose your soul. Death could come. You could find yourself in hell. And you perish forever. But there's mercy tonight been offered to you in the person of Jesus Christ. Would you come and trust him? Come and be saved. And if I can help you, then come and speak with us after a meeting. I'm glad to help you here tonight. But turn your heart 100% to Christ. And he will save you. May God write his word in all our hearts. Let's just close in a wee word of prayer. Okay. Again, we say again in the quiet moments of this meeting, if the Lord has spoken to anyone's heart, we pray that you will speak with us if you need our help. We're here to help you. My friend, don't go on in your sin. Come to this point with this young man here. In the passage it said, I'll rise and go. Friends, to be saved, you have to come. You must come and trust Christ. Come and trust him with all your heart tonight. I pray you will. Lord, bless your word to hearts I ask of thee. And I pray that you'll speak to those who's unconverted and believing here. People have been saved tonight who's listening in on the internet, whatever way they hear the word tonight, that, Lord, you might save them. And even for those who may be far away tonight, some of your people may be backslidden, and it's time for them to get right with God. We pray, Lord, even tonight they'll settle this matter or they'll leave this building. So close us in with thyself. Take us our separate ways and our homes in safety in Jesus' great name. Amen. Amen.